It is Friday, May 2nd, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And here with us now is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, you know what time of year it is.
It's spring.
It's the time when there's too much to do and too little time.
Isn't that always?
Yeah, except when there's snow on the ground. But in the spirit of helping save your sanity, I've created two itineraries for this weekend. One if you have kids and one if you don't.
Okay.
So the itinerary with kids, the total cost for you and one kid is $51.
Not bad.
And that goes through Sunday.
So this is all the things you're going to tell me I can do this for me and a child for $51.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Tonight is Birder Weekend at Devil's Den State Park.
All right.
Starts at 4 o'clock with Eat Like a Bird. And it continues through 9 o'clock Saturday. It's all free.
I don't have to eat worms, do I?
I don't know. Maybe we should go find out.
I don't know if I want to find out. I'm sure it's more like seeds and things like that, probably.
I don't know. Maybe somebody will call us and tell us.
Okay.
Saturday morning is the Dogwood Walk, which is a fundraiser for the Humane Society of the Ozarks. It starts at 9 o'clock at Gully Park in Fayetteville, and to enter it is $20 to $25. But you can go watch for free.
Okay.
Lots of cute fuzzy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday afternoon is Northwest Arkansas's largest yard sale.
Is this new?
This is brand new.
Okay.
And it's NWA Media, so there's my disclaimer. But there's certainly precedent for it. Yards and yards of yard sales in Eureka Springs and Bargains Galore on 64, both of which are 15 or 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first one, almost 200 vendors at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Fayetteville. If you want to get up early Saturday morning and mess up the itinerary, it's $5 to get in between 6:30 and 8:30 for the early bird people. After 8:30, it's $3, and there's a kids zone, so you can pay $8 for an all-day kids access pass, which is a pony ride and an obstacle course and jumpy castles and slides, so you can entertain the kid all afternoon for $8.
Okay.
On Saturday evening, you and your child can go to Hairspray Junior.
Arts Live Theater.
Running time's about 70 minutes, and the actors are as young as 10 years old, so your kid will love it and learn some stuff about tolerance. This happens at 7 at the University of Arkansas Global Campus Auditorium, known to most of us as the Center for Continuing Education, mm-hmm. on the Fayetteville Square. And tickets are $8 for children and $12 for adults. And on Sunday afternoon, you can take your little person to the ACO Chorale concert at 3 o'clock at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. They're going to do a bunch of cool music, like African songs with drums. And it'll be fun for everybody, and tickets are $7 for children and $12 for adults. Now, if you don't have kids,
okay,
a little bit more expensive, which is weird.
That does seem weird, but I will say I feel like all the things that you tell us, I have learned that there are a lot of free events for children in Northwest Arkansas.
Yes.
Often.
Very
so.
True.
Mm-hmm.
The total cost for a couple for this weekend is $158.
Still not terrible.
And listen to what you get. Two tickets to Crimes of the Heart, not dinner tickets. This is winner of the 1981 Pulitzer Prize. You know the story from the movie with Diane Keaton, Jessica Lange, and Sissy Spacek. Set in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, where the three McGrath sisters have gathered. Lenny, the oldest, is unmarried. Meg is back after a failed singing career. And Babe just shot her husband. It's one of those dramedies.
Mm-hmm.
Happens at 8 o'clock tonight at Rogers Little Theater. Tickets are $17 without dinner.
Okay.
On Saturday, it's crafts fair time.
Already?
Oh, man. It's May.
It is already.
Spring.
Spring, mm-hmm. May.
And I love the crafts fairs. And going to them is free. Never quite works out that way for me, but that's beside the point.
Admission is free. We'll say
Admission
that.
Admission is free. Sharp Show of War Eagle. 8 to 5 on Saturday and 8 to 4 on Sunday. Frisco Station Mall in Rogers, 10 to 9 tomorrow and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Spanker Creek Farm Arts and Crafts Festival, which is on McNally Road in Bella Vista, 8 to 5 tomorrow and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Show at the Holiday Inn Convention Center in Springdale, 9 to 7 tomorrow. Art on the Creek next to Wishing Spring Gallery in Bella Vista. is 9 to 6 tomorrow, and there's something called Picker's Paradise from 9 to 6 on Saturday at 1453 Bella Vista Way. I don't think for me going would be free. Saturday night is Foam Fest.
It is.
Lots of beer, lots of food. $20 if you're a designated driver, and $40 for general admission, and it supports
Feed Fayetteville.
Exactly. And then Sunday, you need to see Hamlet before it goes away.
Oh, right. This is the last weekend for
Theater
Squared's
production.
Last weekend
at Theater Squared. Grant Goodman, you know the story. Hamlet goes home to Denmark for his father's funeral, and, well, he finds a few surprises. 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Sunday at Theater Squared at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. And tickets are $32.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.